This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Last week, we heard about a now-defunct ski hill between Greeley and Windsor. Turns out a lot of people have fond memories of Sharktooth Ski Area, which they posted on Facebook. A few posts that caught our attention were about drinking hot Dr. Pepper in between runs down the hill.
It is not as cloyingly sweet as you might think once you warm it up, so that you get the little tingles, the bubbles rising out in the saucepan.
That's Emily Kemmy, a writer and blogger who grew up in Greeley. She was one of those people sharing memories of warming up after skiing over a styrofoam cup of hot Dr. Pepper.
There was just something satisfying. It wasn't hot chocolate in that chocolatey, overwhelming sense. It was almost like a sweet tea.
Hot drinks are an indelible part of playing outside in winter, but we'd never heard of warmed-up soda, which got us wondering if this was something unique to Sharktooth or if it was something bigger than that. Turns out, hot Dr. Pepper is a thing, or at least it was back in the day.
Happy holidays, that special time of the year to enjoy the festivities. A fun time, the perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper.
In the 1960s, the company began pushing hot Dr. Pepper as a festive wintertime beverage. Thinking it might be fun to resurrect the tradition, we decided to make a batch here in the KUNC break room and asked our CFO and resident Dr. Pepper fanatic, Jamie Wood, to be a guinea pig.
I love Dr. Pepper. I drink it more often than I should, probably.
But you've never had this.
I have never actually even heard about it. But it may be a new Christmas tradition. I don't know. We'll see.
Now, according to the old 60s commercial, it's very easy to prepare.
Just heat Dr. Pepper or diet Dr. Pepper till it steams. Then pour over a thin slice of lemon and serve piping hot.
Do we need a drum roll? Here goes
right,
Jamie.
Cheers?
Yep.
So what do you think?
It's all right. I don't know. It brings out the syrupiness. I suppose after a day of skiing, it would be good.
Which is exactly how Emily Kemmy remembers it, as a way to warm up so you could stay out and play just a little bit longer.
It seemed like as a kid, the snow was deeper and everything was colder. But I think being able to have something to warm you up, and we did this not only at Sharktooth, but anywhere we skied, we would go in and have a cup of hot chocolate or a hot Dr. Pepper, and then you go back out on the slopes again.
For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.
Fresh, enjoy it now.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
It's Dr. Pepper time.